This is the Big J and Baby Show.
Oh,
you forgot the name. Oh, you had to build suspense. You had to make me wonder, like, what is this?
Hold
on. Oh,
man.
It's the Big J and Baby Show.
Right, why so
is that a take one?
He's lying. He really forgot.
It's been so long.
Is this the actual beginning?
I didn't know if I was saying my name. Where's the podcast? This
is a take one.
Someone.
This is the Big J and Baby Show.
Something. That's how you do an intro, though.
I like it.
That's
take,
how you get it done.
Take two.
Let's take one and done.
Oh,
one and done.
We're doing this live.
Yeah, it's still recording.
We don't edit here.
It's still recording.
We're doing it live.
Okay, but I am Joey Real Talk Catrano. We got a lot of people in the room here. We got Guadalupe Hilmo Yolong Esquivel. It's something. It's one of those. We got Salvatore Strongman Catrano. And then we got Brittany Bitch Oven Jacobs. That's the name we're calling with. And we got David Undead Red Bull.
Where do we find you?
Twitch.tv/UndeadRebel.
If he ever fucking streams.
How often do you stream?
I
will.
Yeah, you
shot fire.
He's gonna stream live from Dubai, dude. It's gonna be sweet.
In a McLaren.
And on my side, we got Molly Holly from Cleveland. Rocks. Yeah. We got Metal Mike. And the return of Petey Tahiti. Artist. Yeah. And Dan's here in spirit.
And then who are you?
And I'm Ryan Green Machine Evan.
Dan who?
So we're doing a weird podcast. We're doing a sports podcast. Yeah. We don't do that anymore. But we're going to start it off. We got the NBA Finals just happened. Might as well start there. So the Raptors win their first championship in team history. The first championship in Canada since like 93. Yeah?
Yeah, since Blue Jays, right?
Yeah, 93, I think. I'll start with you, Pete. You thought the Warriors were going to win. How did you feel about this series as a whole?
Well, yeah, I thought the Warriors were going to win, so I was shocked by it. Yeah, Toronto, they were the better team for like most of the series. It was sad we weren't able to see KD for longer because that first quarter when he came back in Game 5 was pretty epic. So typical KD. So it would have been great to see that for an entire game, but I mean, Toronto played their asses off. Like, they played great in that series, so props to them. And of course, Drake, you know,
yeah,
key influence there.
So what I'm going to do, because there's so many people, just chime in. Just feel free to just jump in. Let's see what the mic can handle.
Okay. I'm really glad Golden State lost, because fuck them. They needed to lose. They were on a roll for too long, and I want to get back into basketball, so if they fall down, I'll watch more.
You just want more diversity.
I want more diversity. I want something to be like, ooh, this could be a good game. Instead of being like, it doesn't matter what you do because Golden State's making it.
Yeah,
so, yeah, and it's like a three-point shootout.
Like, I haven't really paid much attention to basketball like in a while.
Mm-hmm.
From what I went off of my little finals, I just was going off by the highlights and the news reels and shit like that. I kind of feel like Toronto won by default. I mean, with all the injuries, you know, the other teams, you know, the other guys had and everything, they kind of just walked away with it at that point. You know, so I don't know if I'm not saying they don't deserve it. I mean, congrats to them, you know, first, you know, win in history. But at the same time, you know, the other team, they really didn't give the other team a fighting chance, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I can see that too. I mean, they weren't 100% healthy. I wanted to see Kawhi versus KD, but that's okay. We got Kawhi versus Clay for most of the series. But overall, I thought Toronto played really good. Kawhi Leonard stops two dynasties, or two three-peats. It's pretty cool. David, you got anything to add to that? I'm just kind of here.
Not really.
Around
it was pretty easy that Toronto was going to win it after all the injuries were happening to Golden State. If we had a healthy Golden State, it would have been a different scenario, but Golden State had all their runs with injuries from the opponents that they played, so works both ways. It's part of the game.
Oh, of course. I think a big thing everyone thought that the what would break the Warriors were injuries. They had to stay healthy to win.
Well, yeah. I mean, the only team that was going to beat the Warriors was the Warriors.
Exactly.
I mean, they were the most talented team, so
so that's it. Finals done. Toronto won. Super cool. But we do have free agency starting soon, right?
I mean, before we even get into that, should we talk, is the Warriors dynasty over?
Oh, that's right. You did want to ask that.
I know.
That. Well, yeah. Right? Because what do you consider a dynasty? White Sox lost.
Well, okay. So they've already won, what, three?
Right now?
Yeah, so they've already won three.
Do they
get one more?
And how long of a span do you want to
get? Within the next 5 years.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah?
Yeah, because they're going to sign Clay and
Katie, that's what I mean.
The potentially could sign both of them. Yeah. At least one of them's probably going to get signed.
So
get
yeah.
And you still have Curry, who's still probably arguably the top five player in the league.
Yeah.
So.
Since they already have three, all they need, I mean, they just need our title, I mean, to keep the dynasty somewhat going.
I could say it because I think you're not going to have KD all of next year because of the Achilles. Clay, maybe get March or April, and even then, that really depends on if you think you need him for a playoff push.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you probably sit him down the whole year. But I think within 5 years, yeah, they'd probably get him.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, I'm gonna be interested to see what they do next year because it's like, I mean, it's not gonna be the same team at all.
I was gonna say I'd be willing to bet that they take it next year.
Oh, with all the injuries.
Whoa.
This guy's wild.
Whoa.
Guy.
I don't know where Nick.
How much did Nick make a bet on that?
But
man,
he loves the wild bets.
Man,
that'll only be hard to do because they'll have no money. All their salary cap's gonna go to the people that are gonna be hurt.
Yeah,
so
that's
a
problem.
There's gonna be a lot of money on that
bet. You should throw some money on that though. On the sport book.
Honestly,
yeah.
You
really should.
You make
who wants
bet.
To take it?
No, not us.
Sure.
Vegas will take
it. Yeah,
Vegas is
going to
take it. They're
going
to take your money.
Yeah, not us. Yeah, Warriors, it was a fun run. It was awesome. I think you brought up earlier, too, that it was fun to watch when they didn't have KD.
It was, because they were all they drafted, developed. But then when they got KD, it's like, all
right,
come on.
Right.
Who's going to be?
Yeah, and then you get Boogie. And
you can't be wrong, though.
Yeah.
The reason you take KD is so that you don't have to face him.
You're
not on another team. You didn't need him, but you took him so you don't have to face him.
It was KD was a luxury for them, more than anything.
Well, yeah, because that Oklahoma City team should have beat them that year.
But, yeah, it is what it is. But, him getting hurt, there are two guys that were going to leave for contract, potentially could leave. The fact that they both had season-ending injuries is just insane. At the end like that, the irony of it, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Earlier today, AD got traded to the Lakers for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and three first-round picks.
Correct.
Yeah, so six players in a way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that, if you're Phoenix at six, right, do you value the sixth pick more or Lonzo Ball?
Oh, definitely sixth pick.
More than Lonzo.
I don't think Lonzo Ball is a top 10 player.
I don't think
in the draft.
Anything,
but I don't know if
really
the
sixth
pick's good.
Well, I know what I have with Lonzo Ball.
Okay.
Garbage.
True.
That's what I have. Lonzo Ball.
Can't shoot.
Yeah, you can't. Lonzo Ball is a 80s point guard.
Okay.
He can't shoot and he just passes the ball.
So if you're Phoenix, you think you value the sixth pick more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but what if you're the Bulls?
Oh, if you're the Bulls. If you're the Bulls, it's different.
Okay. How so?
Because that's the one piece they're missing. A defensive point guard that can pass the ball. But, I mean, you don't just get Lonzo Ball. You get Lonzo Ball, and then you get LeVar Ball, and you get that whole family. And him just talking the entire time. So, you get a little bit more than just Lonzo Ball. So,
have you ever talked about their shoes? Their shoes are garbage.
I've heard.
Terrible.
Miserable.
Yeah. Did you notice that Lonzo's hurt every year? Who would have thought? Because they're terrible shoes.
Too.
What?
Derek was too.
Well, Derek's was different though.
I mean, I hurt my ankle wearing his shoes.
Oh, okay.
All right. All
right.
Adidas is a little rough these days. That's what it is. But Anthony Davis going to Lakers, that's huge for them. I really didn't think it was happening yet. Thought maybe more mid-season. I thought I was going to get to see Anthony Davis and Zion a little bit. And they just, no.
I think it was going to happen before the year started.
As a Laker fan, that's pretty cool. As a Knicks fan, it's just a really bad month you've had. You lost out on Zion, you lost out on AD. You're probably gonna lose out on KD, but if you get him, he's hurt for a whole year. Rough.
Yeah.
Rough. Back to irrelevance, they stay. That's pretty. I don't think that made sense either. Back to irrelevance, but whatever. It is what it is. So
stay
irrelevant.
Go over a couple other free agents and where you think they're gonna sign. Start with Kyrie.
Oh, Brooklyn, for sure. He's going to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's probably the favorite, but there's also reports that he'll go back with LeBron to
that would be the best storyline.
Because now all they need is a point guard, and now they'd automatically be the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He can go play third fiddle. It's not even second fiddle.
Yeah, he would be third fiddle on that team.
All indications are Brooklyn. I would like to be something different, some type of wild card. Something.
Brooklyn
Phoenix.
Is like a wild card.
It is, but now they're the favorites, so everyone's like, oh, it's Brooklyn. I don't know. He'll be cool, but I don't understand what he's going to get out of Brooklyn because the Celtics, I felt like, had a better core around them anyway.
They did.
Well, he wants to go back home. He's from the area. That's the only reason he wants to go to Brooklyn.
Did you lose, though? So, like, yeah. L.A. would be awesome. That'd be super interesting.
Well, L.A.'s going to sign somebody. So.
I hope.
Kemba. Potentially one of the
could
people
be Kemba.
On
we
this
didn't
list.
Get there.
Sorry.
Man.
It could be
sorry.
It could be it's on the list, though.
All right, Kemba. He's staying in Charlotte.
He's either staying in Charlotte or he's going to L.A. because L.A. needs a point guard. So.
I think he leaves.
He do?
I think LeBron's going to convince him.
I don't even think he cares. Man's just like, I just want to play here. He's like, just let him build around
me.
I'm like, oh, wow, okay. They better
either,
try.
Either way, it's a great setup for Kemba. Make a ton of money or win a title. Or possibly win a title. Like, he's not going to win a title in Charlotte.
I was saying, maybe he wins in Charlotte, man.
No, he doesn't. Come on.
Michael's going to get it.
For no, him. He's not.
So he's going to suit up.
Is he going to, yeah, I was going to say, he's going to suit up mm-hmm. and play 50. He probably could still score 10 if he plays.
Hey, if, hey if Michael gets one title in Charlotte, you know it's a 3-peat. So,
yeah.
Book it.
True.
That's all he gets.
We already know AD. What about Kawhi?
Flip a coin and see where it lands.
I say he stays in Canada. He stays in Toronto.
Good old
he
Canada.
Said, like I think sorry. I think it honestly is 50-50.
It's 50-50.
Like between I think it's that or Clippers. Mm-hmm. But
I think if he stays, they're not winning another championship, I don't think.
Joe, you just win. You just brought a nation their first championship in like 16 years. Do you leave?
Yeah, because you're not going to bring it back. I'm like, you have it, and that's just...
So you've
done your job.
You don't, but, so you did?
Yeah. You've done your job. I did. I brought honor to family and cool. Yeah. Get the fuck out.
The Raptors would be well, fine with that because they knew it was a rental.
This is sports. This isn't
well,
fantasy game type shit.
Yeah, I know, but Canada's a whole family.
The way I
see
it,
health
they would still
shit.
Respect him because they got that championship,
of
regardless of if he left.
The way
absolutely,
he's
getting a
statue. As an athlete, as a pro athlete, at, you know that caliber, I would probably stay to try to you know my shot at you know another one, you know for you know back to back, you know go for the repeat.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it would only be you know if you know they gave me that extra incentive, you know because like he said, you know you've already done your job. If there's other offers, better offers,
there
you're gonna go where the money flows.
It's just gonna be max.
Especially when you know now that you won. You're gonna have all these scouters, you know, scouts looking at you like, hey, that's the go-to guy.
Right.
You know, so if they offer, you know, an extra 10, 15, you know, extra, go with them. But if your team, you know, really wants you to stay or whatever, and you wanna try to get that repeat, I don't see why not.
I could see Kawhi staying. Clippers is like a, it just feels like that's where everybody thinks he wants to go. But I don't know. I feel like Toronto's a better setup.
I mean, who understands Kawhi anyway?
That's
like,
true.
Kawhi's a weird dude. Like, yes. No one knows what the heck he's even thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, like with him winning it 1 year, I mean, he's probably going to have a statue, which is great, like, in Toronto.
Yes.
I mean, even if he leaves. But the thing is, you look at Toronto with the injuries with the Warriors, who's better than Toronto right now, though? Like who is Toronto losing from their team right now? Because I think, well, besides Gasol, because I think Gasol's a free agent, if they can afford to bring him back, I mean, they're still arguably the best team right now.
Right.
I mean, the Bucks are still really good. But, I mean, out west, you don't know
yeah.
with that Warriors team. So, maybe that's what Kawhi thinks. This is our chance. We can go back-to-back. So.
Yeah, I could see it. It's like, just open it. Just open it. Open it.
Come on.
Oh shit!
Anybody
want
a Pockies? Oh, we're here, Pockies. But yeah, Kawhi. I think Kawhi would stay. I think that'd be fun for the league if he stays out there. And you gotta keep some type of people out east, man. You can't send them all to the west. It's really rough. What about who? Oh, KD.
Oh, well, now because of the injury, he stays. I think
he
if
technically
he was,
doesn't have to opt out of his contract, so he could still get paid his 30-something million.
And then opt out next year?
I think it's the end of his contract after the end of next year. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think he only has a one.
Yeah.
He either opts out now,
okay,
becomes a free agent at the end of next year, that's the end of his contract. It depends. I don't know what he wants to do.
Do you think he stays?
I think
It's really a toss-up because he could still probably get his max contract even if he opts out.
Oh, I'm sure the Knicks would pay him a ton of money. Yeah.
Mike just looks like a lost puppy over there. He's like eating some peanuts, looking around like, I have no clue what
he
may just
stay
talking about.
Let's play. Let's keep playing here. He may just stay with his contract and not opt out. It's possible. I mean, it's a toss-up, really, for him.
Yeah.
He's not playing next year.
No, he's not. But I think he stays. I think he probably stays.
Joe.
Yeah, I mean, he might as well stay. Like, if nobody else is really leaving, why does he need to go? Plus, with his injury, if he's going to get paid there, and I mean, anybody's going to pay him, because I mean, it's KD, but yeah, no, I think he stays another year.
Is there any other big free agent?
He didn't ask my opinion.
I didn't?
No.
You said it right away. You had your first.
Well, I was gonna say more though.
Oh, then go ahead. I said jump in.
Well, no, I think if he was healthy, I think he goes to Brooklyn with Kyrie. Oh, that would have been cool. Because
a lot of what ifs there, Pete.
Yeah.
Like if he was healthy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think eventually?
Like if he doesn't tear his Achilles, I think he's going to Brooklyn.
No. What if he stays in with the Warriors and then leaves? Do you think then he'll leave? Then he'll go do your Brooklyn thing?
No.
Why don't you shoot him an email and tell him?
No.
You be honest, why would you stay
Hey,
KD's
going
to
be out for
just
all
think
years.
About that.
You know, he's on Twitter all the time. I could just DM him.
Right now, do it. Send him one right now.
No.
Come on,
so
no. Put you on the spot.
No.
He's DM.
No.
You don't want to slide his DMs?
No, I don't.
He doesn't care. It's okay.
Go for it.
I don't really care. I don't care what you
do. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Yeah, damn. Bad. What about Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy
Butler. Oh, that's your next Los Angeles Laker right there.
Ooh. That'd be sweet.
That's who it is.
Just
Jimmy Buckets.
Maybe he'll just come back to the Bulls. It'll
wait, do you think Jimmy's going to be pissed that LeBron's got 23, though? Can you change him? Maybe. Oh, no, I'll go 21.
Maybe LeBron will go back to 6.
No,
don't talk about those times.
Oh,
sorry. We don't talk about the 6 years.
The dark years in Miami.
We don't remember those. Yeah, that would kind of suck.
What?
Jimmy wouldn't be 23. I don't want him to go to the Lakers now.
He's 21 with the Bulls.
Yeah, he's 23 right now. It's kind of cool. He was 23 at school, too.
Who cares?
Well, me, that's why I said it.
Cares
maybe he'll go 21, but he'll probably go to Lakers anyway. I think that's probably all the free agents that matter, to be honest.
Right? These are all the ones that matter, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Clay.
Oh, Stiggs. What?
Yeah, I feel like Clay's definitely going to stay.
Anybody say he doesn't stay?
What if he just
goes to like Memphis?
Someone, yeah, what if he went somewhere weird, like the Bulls?
Oh.
Oh, good segue.
Nice. What are the Bulls going to do this offseason?
Clay Thompson.
Nothing. Just no money.
We got a lot of money.
Not for max contracts.
Yes, we do.
They'll get rid of Robin Lopez for $15 million.
Yeah.
My God.
They're not going to get any.
The Bulls are like a year or two away from having to. They're going to spend some money on a max player.
They are.
I mean, they're
right.
It's
going to be soon.
Yeah. I mean, I like what they've done so far with Wendell. And Lowry, and then you got Otto Porter. That's okay. I'm not sold on Zach LaVine. You just need a point guard.
Yeah, Chris Dunn sucks.
They're gonna get D'Angelo Russell.
That'd be cool. That's the dream scenario for the Bulls.
Yeah. Well, no, it was Kyrie and Jimmy, but
okay. Well, you know, that's
the dream. This is like that doesn't make sense in my dream.
No. Let's get the B.
Yeah,
that was the A. We're getting the B.
Right.
It's a B plan.
But in reality, what are the Bulls doing?
Probably nothing. Come on, let's just be honest. The Bulls aren't going to do anything free agents.
I was going to say, they're just going to suck. Like
They're just going to talk to free agents, and we'll be like, they'll get the silver, like they normally do. Oh, well, you know, this is our second choice. The Bulls seemed good, just not as good.
We were there. We were at the table. We're making headway with it.
We had some great conversations.
Yeah. Okay. It's really cool because it sounds just like the White Sox off seasons, and it's run by the same guys. So
oh,
it sounds
interesting.
Really
interesting.
Hey, Manny Machado. Hey, Bryce Harper. I guess we were here. Thanks for having us. No, the Bulls are just, you know, they're just not good. That sucks. It really sucks. It would make basketball. Wouldn't you enjoy basketball more if the Bulls were good?
Yeah, then I have more of a reason to watch.
It's like
wait,
hockey.
Wait, no. You know the Bulls. You know what the Bulls do this offseason? They bring back Derek. Derek, return like 4.0.
Hmm.
He's back
with like four new knees.
Yeah, seriously. There's your point guard, man.
He's got backup knees.
Bring him in.
That'd be cool.
Hey, he was like the best player on the Timberwolves end of the year.
Yeah.
Which is
sad. Are there anything the Bulls looking for in the draft? At
point
seven.
Guard. Point guard.
Maybe Kobe White.
Yeah.
It's
probably because of his hair.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yep.
Is there anything else basketball related? Anybody? I don't think so.
Nope.
I don't wanna say something and then you're like, hey, let me say it. So
oh whatever.
I'm just helping you out, man. Well, let's move to baseball. So the Cubs are 38-31.
Oh yeah, killing
half
it.
A game back of the Brew Crew.
Okay.
That's right, so. Brew Crew, and the White Sox are sitting at one under 500. This is like the best we've done in June in years. It's pretty cool.
That was the chair. Sorry. Who
did that last time when we were here?
Taylor.
There it is. So Pete, what are you feeling about the Cubs?
Like how they've done
yeah,
so far.
Yeah, this season.
Like, outlook.
Yeah, yeah.
Forecast. So far, it's been okay. I think they really struggle on the road, which they have to get over. But I mean, overall, I think they're starting to develop. I mean, I like the Kimball signing. Kimball's
crack
gonna be
it
good.
Open.
No, those are fine. Those are, let it rip.
I just wanted to fuck with it.
Spudgy by White Claw.
But no, I mean, the Cubs are in a good spot. I mean, they're only half game back for as bad as they played on the road, so gotta be happy with that.
Now, your real team's the Cleveland Indians, so how do you feel about that?
Oh, about the Cleveland Indians?
Yeah,
that's not my real team. But I just want to make that clear, they're not my real team.
Who's your real team?
Cubs.
I know. When they won, you cried.
I did. You're right.
For a good reason,
half of the nation cried.
Yep.
Yeah, I cried with the Sox.
Indians are in trouble, man. Twins are really good, and that division, they got a lot of injuries right now. So,
what?
Is that a big no on the White Claw, Mike?
No.
We haven't done the
sponsored by White Claw. We love it. Don't worry.
Mike
about
is not a fan of the Indians this
year.
Oh my
so
god! That was a good reaction, though.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's tolerable.
He's dealing with it.
Yeah, it just tastes
it doesn't
like
fill you up.
He's not happy with it.
I'm not.
He's not happy with it.
Oh. It's like.
It looks like water.
It's
water.
That's why I didn't like it. It's got no alcohol.
It doesn't
it
have
does
alcohol.
Have alcohol.
I was like, it does?
Okay, yeah. Read the back of the label. It says made pure.
It's 5%.
So, you ever had like LaCroix?
Yeah.
Awful.
The best way I explain LaCroix to people is like, if you taste like a lime LaCroix, it's like. Like a truck of water drove past like a fucking lime plantation, and it just got a hint. This is like if you try to explain to somebody what bullshit tasted like.
So
thanks for sponsorship. Wait.
So likes it.
Hold on. So your analysis is a nay.
Like this is like
that's two.
This is like water flavored bullshit.
You gotta try it now.
That's two down.
It's good.
Bread. Bitch up in the White Claw.
It's not bad.
White Claws are pretty good, man. Ain't that,
see,
ain't
Ryan
bad.
Likes it.
Yeah.
This is the beer review right here.
Yeah, we already started.
It does. That's what I'm saying. It tastes like bullshit.
It's like nothing.
But it smells alcohol in it.
If I want to drink alcohol, I want to hate my life.
It tastes almost like if I was like eating gummies.
It tastes
like
empty.
That's what it tastes like.
It tastes empty like gummies. The White Sox season. Look
like
at
a
that.
Like what? Well, just gelatin? Not flavored gelatin?
You're
trying.
Like
I tried.
If you
made
non-flavored gelatin, that's what it is.
No.
It's just fucking water jello.
It tastes like you took a gummy bear.
I could see
dipped it in there for like 10 minutes, took it out, then drank that.
I can see
so
that.
Bullshit.
Yeah,
it tastes
go.
Like bullshit.
There you go. That's
this
it.
Isn't even the
whatever.
Review yet.
I'll
but
give
it
to myself.
But hey, I'll say I'm for that. I'm fine with that.
You see, right?
See, that wasn't part of the.
Wow.
If it was hot,
yeah.
Like if it was
it's off right
if
now.
It was really really hot day,
I would drink one of those by the pool.
See?
But yeah. I would hate myself.
I would
for
first
it.
I just
drink
the
pool
water.
It still has the alcohol in it, so you're just like drinking water with alcohol.
I would drink the
so
pool water
bad.
First.
I love I just want to point out, I love that we talked about the Indians and then disappointment came up. And then here comes White Claw. Just like that.
Question for Mike. If we put pool water in there with the White Claw, would it make it better?
It might.
What about a lime?
Here you go.
We got the pool water.
What about a lime?
At least it'll give it some flavor.
Okay.
It'll taste like something.
Okay. It tastes like black cherry.
No, it doesn't. Again, it tasted like if a water tanker drove past a black cherry farm and got a hint of it.
Or no.
Like somebody that doesn't have taste buds. If somebody doesn't have taste buds and you try to explain them
fruit
tastes like, that's what that is.
I explained it. It's like taking a cup of water, dunking a gummy bear in there for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, taking it out and drinking that.
So, again,
that's it.
But
tastes
still
like
has alcohol, so it's
yeah.
good.
It's still alcohol in it. It's just not as bad
it's
for
fine.
You.
No, it's
not
as okay,
bad.
Okay, here's the alcohol.
No.
Here's the
alcohol. We're done. We're done. We're going to get back to it later.
Wait, here's the alcohol.
I know you haven't talked in 10 minutes, Mike.
Please.
Okay. Sorry, I opened this up because I
asked
for the
alcohol part. Okay, so the gummy bear, take it out, drink it, and then somebody with a hangover burps in your face. That's the alcohol.
That's what you wanted real bad, huh? All right. So anyway, people. Before you started this, what were you saying about Cleveland?
Well, Cleveland's had a lot of injuries.
Back on track.
Sorry. Well, they've had injuries to their starting staff, which does not help because their offense really is not very good. So I feel like they're in trouble, especially with how good the Twins are this year. Kind of came out of nowhere. So, it's really not looking great right now.
Mr. Undead Rebel, sir. How do you feel about the Cubs? They just signed Frimble.
All right. I mean, another bullpen person, but...
You doing the robot over there?
Don't.
No, this is how they get pitches.
There's going to be a championship coming from the Cubs this year?
Not this year.
Not with that. Just
they can't beat the Dodgers. That's rough.
They can't beat anyone on the road, so... I mean, they are only a half game. It's still... It's June,
I
so...
I watched them beat the Brewers.
Okay. Anything could happen. It's still early. But I think they still need to do another move if they want to be playoff contender.
Like how the layout of what we're talking about, it says Cubs making moves. Sox not that bad? Question mark.
Sox.
Like I like how that's in the notes.
It's because like as I do it, I'm talking to myself. So I'm like, sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Psych. Super psych.
Yeah, they're 34-35. It's all right. We'll get there eventually. Rest of the league. Well, I asked you about the Indians. That's all I really care about. So.
You want to talk about the Sox at all? That was your thing.
Psych. They're okay. They're all right. Giolotto has been pitching great, lights out this season, which has been fantastic because every other pitcher we've had since Sale has just been shit. And with Rodon going down, and then Kopech last year going down, Ronaldo Lopez hasn't looked too bad. He's looked pretty good at times, and obviously, like I said, Giolotto. So that's good foundation for what we're trying to build here, which. I mean, I don't know what it is. I think it's a playoff team at some point, but I'm not sure yet. We'll see when we get there. But Dylan Cease, you know, I hope they don't bring him up yet. I don't want someone else's arm to get ruined. I want Don Cooper fired. Easy. Terrible pitching coach. Might have been relevant in 2005. He's not anymore. Time to make some moves. I already forgot his name. Rick Renteria, gone. Need to go. We need some fresh blood in there, man. I mean, he did okay. Like, he was really good at getting the Cubs to that point where they were ready for Joe Madden.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he can do that with this
No,
team.
He can't.
No.
No.
I like that one guy you guys had before him. Give him hell. The dude from the Brewers.
Oh, God. Dale Swain.
Yeah.
That guy sucked.
Cool. Only because he had tattoos that said give him hell. I thought that was pretty badass.
Yeah, his record was sucky.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Because he sucked.
But the Sox, Yoan Moncada has looked good. Tim Anderson has looked good. Like, it's been a lot of good things, but they just still kind of suck, you know? That's what sucks.
Suck.
Yeah, they're not very good.
It pretty much just sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dale Swain suck, man.
It's a rough time, man. It's a rough time.
Sponsored by
Michael. What? Suck it. Oh, I love it. Mike, you ready to get that beer?
That's where I'm going.
Oh, okay, thanks.
He's already there.
You want to do it at the end?
Well, I mean, we should probably finish the sports podcast.
Okay, like, I can do that. I'm going to do that.
Ryan, let's stay on topic, bro.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Let's just fly through the rest of it.
Oh, it's all pretty kind of easy, but hold on, okay?
Let's just finish the sports part.
So we talked about the Toronto Raptors winning their first championship, and the St. Louis Blues did the same thing. They won their first championship. What's more impressive about that is they were god-awful in January.
Yeah, like, worst team.
And they came back and won it. And I hate the Blues. I probably would have preferred the Bruins to win.
Which
but,
is disgusting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, but I felt dirty either way.
Yeah.
But overall, great season. Well, second half of the season for the St. Louis Blues. And the little thing they did with the little girl, where she had to hold the cup and everything. That was awesome. I can't remember who she is. I think she's just a Blues fan, but she was really sick. And she was like the girl that like she what they brought all the games then all the
oh, that's cool.
stuff and
that's nice.
She got to meet all the players and I guess they kind of like bonded from her, but they brought her on the ice and she got to hold the cup and kiss the cup. And I thought that
was
really
cool.
That's
really cool.
But overall, fuck the St. Louis Blues. Facts.
Yep.
Hate them.
Yep.
Hot take.
That's
like earlier when I said when your dad was like, "Don't wear Sox stuff. Oh, I'll wear Brewer stuff." Your mom's like, "We're just wear St. Louis stuff." I was like, "No." I hate the Cardinals. I hate the Blues. It's terrible.
The only same thing St. Louis got for them is the City Museum.
The Arch.
It's also the City Museum. The Arch is kind
of
stupid.
Did you see, though, when they won, a bunch of drunk people in St. Louis tried to push the Arch?
Did they move it?
Really?
Did they move it?
No. They didn't move it. There was literally a bunch of them inside the Arch trying to push it.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Are they dumb?
Yes, they were drunk and stupid. Did you see the guy in Toronto?
I think more stupid than drunk.
The guy in Toronto. Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, he's carrying a house plant. No. This guy's carrying a house plant. And they're like, "Sir, why do you have that house plant?" He's like, "I'm looking for Kawhi, so when he moves here, he's got something for his house. I'm giving this to him."
Yeah. Well, full-on, like, house. Like a full-on, like, palm tree leaf. Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like a full-on, like, top of a palm tree. It's not like it's a little dude. Like, this dude was, like
huge,
like, man. Massive man just carrying this palm tree.
And he was like, the reporter's like, "I think he's in Oakland right now celebrating." He's like, "Okay, well, let him know when you see him that I'm looking for him." I'm like, holy shit. But yeah, St. Louis knew how to party. Toronto knew how to party. That's always fun. I love that. You said the guy almost fell on the pole.
Yeah, it was bad.
Pretty bad.
But go back to the Kawhi thing. Does that help or hurt his chances?
I think it helps.
Back to Toronto. It's got to help. I mean,
there's such
trees.
Nice people.
Like, how does Kawhi say no?
Honestly, every...
More money in trees?
Trees. House plants.
House plants.
He could furnish his whole house just by staying on the team.
And he's going to have more money. Talk about win-win. What's
more money,
doing?
More problems, though. You know?
Probably not for him, though.
Well, maybe. We don't know that for a fact because we don't have more money.
Well, if we get White Claw, you'd be all right.
White Claw would sponsor us with your garbage-ass drink. Thank you.
That's a no.
Thanks.
This segment sponsored...
This whole thing is just sponsored by White Claw. The Hawks made a move today. Traded for a defenseman from Pittsburgh. Saw that earlier.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah. What do the Hawks need to do this season to get back into the postseason?
Get better defensemen.
Well, it's like the last 5 years. But
well, it's just consistent.
Keep going.
It's been like that since 2010.
Let's just do that.
So
let's just keep doing
that. We're winning Stanley Cups, but we still constantly want defensemen. So.
Yeah. So let's keep that up, then.
So you agree?
Yes.
Well, you're smelling. Anything? You think they need it? Who do they move?
Honey. Honey Roast.
They move a big name?
No one wants their contract.
That
so,
too. It's
not possible.
I mean, how many more years do they got to see, bro? It's got to be like, what?
Two?
Oh, my God. No, it's up there.
He's like 100.
He's not going anywhere. There's no trade clause as well on top of it.
Man.
It's not happening. Same with Duncan Keith. Also needs to go.
Hey,
not happening.
More parades.
One day.
They're going to get one more.
Is it the gate?
You think so?
I think they're going to get one more.
Hot take.
They
hot
score.
Hot take.
It's the defense.
One more.
Within how many years?
Gate parade is prior.
They get one within 5 years with Kane and Taze. Kane and Taze get one more.
Oh, that would be so cool. They have four.
It's just a
pride. Yeah, no, it's going to be end of their career. Well, I mean, obviously it will be, but yeah.
I've heard a lot. Did they sign Panarin?
They're like,
yes.
But he wants
I
to
think
come
they
back.
Get Panarin. I think they get Panarin.
Bad, he wants to come back.
We can, but we don't need him. We need defense. I want you to take that money and assign the best defensive.
And they're
going to
say,
but they're
going to
screw it.
Let's score more goals.
Let's just score more goals, even though that we scored the most goals ever from, like, this year, and we fucking sucked.
Well, they hit the over on, like, 21 straight games, 23 straight games. Yeah. It was, like, unheard of.
I think everyone... And they still Taves had a record scoring year. We had our...
Payne was outstanding.
We had no problem scoring goals. The problem was the other team could score just as many goals. Yeah. So
and Crawford, like, he had no help. No help.
No. So plus, he's still coming back from his injury, so.
Got the vertigo.
We'll see how that goes.
What do you want the Hawks to do, Joey? You want to watch hockey again. What do they need to do?
Be good again.
Get good.
Get good.
Get good.
Get good fast.
Yeah.
So, see, I don't even understand this college football thing either.
What's that you talk about?
Okay, good. I didn't want to talk about it.
I was just saying. Thank you.
Because it's like a future rankings, but like it doesn't tell you how far in the future is that ranking.
So it's pretty much Clemson and Alabama, and then there you go.
But Northwestern was in there. Nebraska was in there. There's so many schools, and I was like...
You know how many times we talk about Northwestern? Northwestern's never top two.
Yeah. Big Ten, dude.
Demonic disrespect to that guy.
Right? Wow.
Hey. I watched them go to the Rose Bowl when I was a kid.
Dude, talk about an out.
You guys probably weren't even born
yet.
Disrespect. Damn, where were we though?
Man.
When did they go to the Rose Bowl?
You weren't even a dirty thought.
95?
Oh, yeah, we were born.
You were like one, two.
It's like three or four.
Man, Davis is disrespecting the Outback Bowl.
Yeah, comes in here as the older guy.
Like, the Outback Bowl is nothing, man.
That's the only time I heard someone.
We weren't even a thought.
You'd probably be older.
Just for that one fact that I watched Northwestern as a kid. 97. They don't... That's like the only thing they've ever done, and they lost.
Wait,
so
Dan or is Dan older?
Their basketball team at least
Dan's
got 2 years
old.
Too.
Dan's
a
year
older
than me.
Dan was born
in 96.
I'm going to, but I want to ask the question first.
But
okay, so the World Cup's going on. The U.S. women beat the absolute piss out of Thailand, 13-0. We're celebrating all the goals. Gotta ask. I got a nice mix of old people in here and younger people. I'm not pointing any fingers, but we got some old folks here. Want to ask, how do you feel about them running up the score in the World Cup and celebrating their goals? Because I saw a lot of people, don't open it yet, saw a lot of people angry. How do you feel about it? They won 13-0, they're beating the shit out of them. Are you mad? Would you be mad if a team is just beating the shit out of them 13-0 and celebrating? In the World Cup.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, no, I wouldn't do that. See, Sal.
I mean, if you're in the World Cup and you're losing that bad, you deserve to be disgraced. You're in the World Cup for a reason. You should be doing a lot better than getting your ass
just
kicked
stop,
in 13-0.
Stop scoring, man.
Yeah, do something. Put your whole team next to the damn
talking
goal.
About the women's soccer team, no?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, how do you feel? Now you speak English?
Okay, now I just remembered all of a sudden.
That Rosetta
Stone. I
got
a quick one,
though. I just had another video. Everything clicked. It was my fault. I agree with what he just said. I mean, if you're on that type of stage, you got to have some sort of skill to keep up, you know, with the big dogs. If you're getting your ass, you know, kicked from left side to right side repeatedly, at one point, like at halftime, you got to, you know, just throw in the towel.
Yeah.
Be the coach, be, you know, the manager, whoever. What? Tell the committee and everybody, you know what?
Yeah,
we're
getting our ass beat. We're done. We out.
It's like the Olympics, you know, a couple, you know, eight years ago with the USA. I forget who it was. I think they were playing against China.
For basketball?
Yeah, for basketball. They went, what, 120 something points to like 30 something?
It's pretty bad.
At the, the second half.
Can I see what you're
right, going into the second half, they were like up 80 something points to their 10. They started doing layups and trick shots, trying to outplay the USA basketball team, trying to outplay each other.
No, she said that she's never seen a surgeon general.
Everybody's saying, you know, that's unfortunate, kind of, da da da. But no, at that point, it's like China should just forfeit.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, do everybody a favor, let's move on. Don't try to drag this out. It was just, you know, a slugfest that didn't need to have.
You're right. Let's move on.
Whoa, I'm not even around the table yet. Can you simmer down, Alki? Right? Listen, I know you're Dan 2.0, but simmer down.
It's getting hot.
Okay. David, Britt, how do you guys feel about it? They just beat the shit out of them 13-0. Were you mad? That they were getting all hyped about winning 13-0.
Don't worry, I'll do all the talking.
Okay, David, take over.
I didn't even get to finish my statement.
Hell, he cut you off.
There's no problem with it because how the World Cup standings work.
Okay, so we're literally going to say the same shit. Just move on.
Yeah.
Everybody,
who are you? This is the Big J and BP show.
And neither one of you had a statement yet. So
because it hasn't gotten to me.
Okay, it doesn't matter. We all agree. Do you agree?
No.
Why?
hold on. Continue.
That's all that matters, though. Because if you want to score the most goals, because that's Brit's what your position is. Matters. It matters when you're for standing purposes for the next round. Bitch oven. So they're going to keep scoring.
Who's next?
Molly, do you agree? Yes, okay.
No,
Mike,
really.
Do you agree?
No. I think at like some point you have to like have some respect. You can't just like keep shoving it in their face. If you're like 10-0, like, all right, we get it. You're going to win. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to keep celebrating.
So what, they should stop trying?
But then what if they didn't make it first place because the another team scored 11-0? Because they stopped.
Well, I wouldn't say stop trying, but don't.
But
they
stop
over-celebrating.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
Like,
okay.
Keep going, but don't gloat about it.
Yeah, don't gloat.
Just
like,
all right, we scored.
Yeah, like, still
try. That's where I was trying to get to. I understand the whole keep scoring.
Yeah.
I get that.
Because you want
to
play until the game is over.
But at one point, it's excessive, and I'm like, all right, man. We don't
I mean, they're going to celebrate when they get a...
I know.
I can't remember. A hat trick.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And, like, a lot of them hadn't been there before, but...
I agree with Molly.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't have to say anymore.
Yeah, I mean, if you could have told this, you don't need to do a whole thing. Just, fault, I don't know.
I was just waiting for a no, and I got a no. Thank you very much. Okay, now to the segment Mike and Sal are waiting for.
I know
for.
The feeling.
We're unveiling something.
You're right,
honey. New.
Here we go.
We're doing brew review. I'm really excited. Ooh. So,
brew review.
We are going to try a different beer. I'm not going to say every podcast. Got to do most of them with Joey. That's not going to happen.
Why not?
I said we're not gonna be able to do a brew every.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
Well,
I mean, you could do one.
Yeah,
like
I guess I could
so
do
strange.
One.
Yeah.
Okay, you're
we'll,
right.
We'll get Michael.
We're gonna work into it. We're gonna work into it. So what we're doing is we got this. It's called Wells
Banana
Bread Beer.
It's a gold can with a peeled banana that has a beer that says Wells on it. On
okay,
the
so we're all gonna open it and we're gonna try it to get. Wait.
I just wanted to say because I'm looking at this, they cheaped out on us. It's only 11.2 ounces.
Gotta get the can opening ounces.
Okay, so
for
first impressions of the can.
Pissed
upset.
Off.
Upset.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm already disappointed.
But what?
It's not 12 ounces.
Where did the where
they
the
are losing
oh.
points? They are losing
points.
Oh,
I didn't even try it.
I didn't even notice this.
All right.
Is it higher alcohol
yeah.
content?
See, when I grabbed it, I thought it was a smaller can.
Is it higher?
That's exactly what I thought. That's what I looked at.
Here's the issue. Here's the issue I have with it being a smaller can. I have tiny hands, so even when I drink a regular can, right? When I drink a regular can, I can hold the top of it when I already finish that part so the rest of my beer doesn't get hot. I can't hold the top or else it's going to slip out of my hands. I could put my
yes,
hand around this.
I know, it feels weird.
And it's going to get warm.
This is a 5.2 alcohol content, though, and this is a 5.0.
Which is, what's the other beer you're holding? They don't know. They can't see.
So you're basically getting the same.
A white claw.
So, wait. So, your first impressions of the can.
I like the logo. The yellow, the gold or whatever you want to call this is kind of like, and like the actual thing right here. I don't like how this isn't centered. I don't like how it's like.
You don't like they try to get fancy like that. You don't like.
No, but it's like if it was like bigger and centered, like you know, proportional, that'd look cool.
That.
But it's kind of like, I don't know. I don't like it.
I do like this though.
I like the banana
with
yeah.
the beer.
I like that. I like the logo. It's really cool.
All right, so are we ready?
Yeah.
Hold on, we gotta
crack
we
open
up.
Ready.
Count down. Oh, beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
Cheers.
Oh,
cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers. Smell, how's it smell?
That kind of smells like banana.
I don't smell anything.
Banana bread at work, dude?
Oh,
dude.
Banana bread at work.
That is delicious.
That is fucking
the
great.
The ounces suck. The banana bread beer, pretty good.
See,
this tastes like banana?
It tastes like banana
bread. Try it?
It tastes like banana bread.
Well, the thing I'm worried about, normal banana bread has nuts in it, and I'm allergic to nuts. So I'm allergic to this beer. I was just trying to read it, and I didn't say anything. But that's my concern.
So the only thing...
It tastes more of the bread than the nuts, actually.
Yeah. It's like a sweet bread.
Yeah.
So I'd be able to have, like, this is like a sort of beer you would drink, like, one or two of, and then it would just kind of be like... You know, I'm not
going back
feeling
to the
analogy
that he was saying. It's like taking, you know, the truck with the nuts and the truck with the, you know, banana bread.
There's no
way for the nuts.
Kind of whip of nuts.
Does the banana bread or
you're super
bread
right,
though.
This is definitely like, hey, I don't want dessert. I'm just going to have a banana bread beer.
Yeah. But it's like something,
my morning.
It's something you can only have like one of.
What? This might be my morning breakfast. Pretty good.
breakfast.
How does it look
in
your OJ glass?
Let's see the head on it. Oh, it's kind of a darker beer.
It is very dark.
interesting. We all have different
liquid banana.
We all have different pores going on in here.
It's liquid banana bread.
Not a lot of head, man. It's pretty good.
Because you guys don't pour.
Not a lot of fizz.
Right. No, you're actually pouring yours wrong.
No, because you actually want a 2-inch or 3-inch head on every beer. So and I actually poured mine right. So
not a lot of fizz.
See how mine came out very, very nice.
That's okay. 2 inches right there.
Yep.
Oh.
Hey, listen.
It's not
much, but it's honestly
working. It worked. It worked.
The job done. Like, oh my god.
It gets the job done, all right?
Perfect. I mean, overall, it's pretty good.
That's nuts for that. That's nuts.
It's fucking nuts, bro.
It's
fucking
nuts,
dude.
Banana nuts?
It's pretty good.
I honestly like it.
It is delicious.
It is not bad. Good choice, Mike.
All right, so would you guys buy this again?
Yes. Because there were 6 beers for one per person? Yes.
I would not just drink this by myself. No.
So on Saturday night, like tonight, you wouldn't just be like, hey, man, I got some...
Bud Light Lime's still the choice, man.
Okay.
This would be like one of those beers that you like keep in the back of the fridge and you just bring it out. It's like, hey, you gotta try this.
Ooh, nice
it's
and
actually
chilled.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's nice. Like the 6-pack would last you a week, and a 6-pack doesn't last me a week. So that's
got to be. I got a 6-pack in like 8 hours.
That'll tell you something.
Like if you were to eat something though.
Banana bread.
Yeah.
See, I feel like this would be really good. You know how like you like make beer can chicken? I feel like this would be like a good beer to use for that. Or like marinate some. You put a beer can inside
the
chicken.
Yeah, you put a beer can, well, open it up inside the chicken, put it on the grill,
and then
let all the
beer
evaporate into the chicken.
Supposed to make it juicier.
It's pretty good. It's really good. Or like marinate some steak with this.
Actually, now that you thought about that, actually, it'd be pretty good.
Yeah, right?
Hey, man, we're in the Midwest, man. Calm down.
Mid-East.
Oh, Mid-East, sorry.
Shout out to
Mid-East.
Just
shout out.
Go ahead. Maybe she does.
Did you really say this is the Mid-East?
Yeah, we're not. Yes. That's not going to be.
Well, we're going to talk about that after I hit it. We'll talk about that after I stop this. Hey, Bato, hey. So, yeah. What were you saying? It would be good for beer can chicken?
Yeah, beer can chicken or like fucking try and marinate some steak in it or something. I feel like it'd be different.
Out of chips.
There you go.
David, you don't really drink beer, so how do you feel about that?
Yeah. Let's get a non-alcoholic point.
A lot of us talking are forced to drink it.
You forced him to
talk about non-alcoholics.
You forced him to drink it?
No, I didn't force him to
drink it. No, I did. I was like, you take it.
I was like, okay, so I took it.
So how is it?
I mean, I could definitely taste the banana part at the end, but I'm not really a beer drinker. It's not something.
Do you taste the banana, the bread, or the nut?
Definitely the nut.
Like all nut.
So out of 10.
Oh, well, yeah, there we go.
10?
Yeah, what would you give it?
Oh. I don't really have much of a
Are we giving it like
scale.
Overall score?
I'm gonna give it like
10?
A 5 because I'm not really a beer drinker.
A 5. Well, that's average.
We'll give it
like
a
are we doing like taste like we're including like the taste, the design, the
dude, I'm
the
just
hat,
overall.
The
overall.
We're doing this on the fly right now.
So
we're doing it live.
So just
overall.
We're doing it
live.
Mike.
Overall.
Mike,
what's it?
Wait, before you continue, where
do
you guys get nuts?
Well, somehow I got started with
well,
this.
Well, because banana breads have nuts in them.
Have nuts in them.
But it doesn't say banana nuts.
There's no See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm confused. Like,
banana
do they
bread.
Have nuts in there?
It's usually banana bread.
We're saying
usually
have
nuts.
Banana bread has nuts, though. Usually.
Usually.
She was just wondering if it's, you know, made with it.
I think it would say that.
I agree. I looked at the can. I didn't see anything that mentioned nuts.
So
she
is that
didn't
a
think
negative
today
for
was
the
a
can.
Good time to try that.
That's
no.
a negative. I don't know.
Yeah, look,
like
it stopped someone from drinking their beer.
It did.
It did. That's my
point. From a possible 10 out of 10 beer.
The reason that I went to you is because there's only 6 of us that drink it. So I went David to you.
Oh, I thought you were going to go to Sam.
Okay,
he
sure.
was really excited. So
yeah.
No, let's go that way.
Okay, Mike.
Let's start this. Okay, okay.
We're doing it live.
We're doing it live. So the can, I really do like the can, or are we just going for this?
Everything in general,
overall,
man.
Overall score.
Overall.
But you can explain why you gave it the number you did.
Okay. Overall, probably like a high 7, low 8.
Okay, why?
Well, I like it. It's great, but it's like something like I would drink maybe 1 or 2. Like I said, I'd buy a 6-pack and it'd last me a week, and that never happens. So I'd probably like drink 1 or 2 of you guys. 1 or 2, and then I'd be sick of it.
Okay.
I'd be like,
yeah.
This, I can't do this. I'm going to get diabetes.
Okay.
So I'd move on to something more beerish.
Okay.
Beery.
More beery.
More horror. More alcoholish.
Painting's 80.
Man, that's tough to top. I guess starting.
It's coming from a connoisseur.
I guess starting with the can, I mean, obviously, I mean, it's not the 12 full ounces, so come on, where is the 0.8 ounces to start out with?
Peppery spice.
But I kind of like, you know, that it's made with natural mineral water and fair trade bananas. You know, all about that fair trade bananas. So that's for the can. For, you know, drinking it, I mean, yeah, this is not like, oh, you know, I'm going to have like a six pack of
it.
Like, you can have a couple of these, like, you know, on a Tuesday night. All right, you're not trying, like, oh, Friday night, dude, get that banana beer, man. Like, I'm not doing that. Yeah. But, I mean, it's pretty good. You know, it's a nice, like, hey, this is a dessert beer.
So what's your number?
So, out of what?
10.
Ten.
Probably an 8.
Oh, eight. Yeah.
Okay. I would say probably an 8. 7.5 to an 8. I like the can, mostly because I like the logo, the banana logo.
Would you get a tattoo of that?
Yeah, I honestly would. That's a real question. I'm not gonna lie, that's pretty cool.
That's what I thought.
I wouldn't want to say that. Wells. Yeah, I want to say something different, but that'd be super cool.
Would you want to say Ebner?
No.
Ryan?
Name. No. Maybe it's like.
I think they put the name Wells on it because it's like, well,
like the podcast.
BB Show Show?
Yeah, the Big J BB Show Show.
Show Show.
Yeah,
Show
Show.
Pretty cool.
Right? That's what I'm saying. But it tastes really good. But I do agree. It's like, well, after a couple, I'd be like, this is really sweet. I don't like that. Junior?
I'm looking at a really solid 7. I mean, same consensus all around. Something that you just keep in the back of the fridge. Have more than, you know, 3-4 buddies over. You know, have like about 10 people over. Like, hey, you know, try this. Just try to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Just to try to get rid of it.
Like you guys said, you know, it's not something you're going to sit there and drink. You know, it's not like a Bud Light Lime, you know, with like a 6
bag.
Imagine
what does your freak. It's
something you have, you know, 6 or 7 buddies over. You take them outside. You're like, you guys want to chuck these at cars?
I mean, if they don't like it, I'm not going to hold it against them, you know?
Right.
Joey, you had a sip.
No.
Mr. Sale?
I give it like a 5.5, 6. It is really tasty. It's just way too sweet.
Yeah.
I'd give it a higher scoring if it was something like, you know, I'd be able to drink throughout the night or like I would actually be like, go to the store and look for it. But it's not. It's, you know, it's kind of more of like a novelty beer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
hey, check out this banana bread beer. You know, it's good, but it's not like.
What I'll say is this is like the first time that I got some random beer from Binny's and I wasn't disappointed.
Is it?
Low-key, like every time we get a weird one, I'm like, that can's so cool. And
that's because it's not colorful as fuck.
Is it feeling like normal beer?
Yeah.
It is very heavy.
It is very
heavy.
It's
so sweet, too.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's bread in a can.
Real
it's
quick.
Heavy.
Liquid banana bread.
This is what the side of the can says. It says, long ago, ale was known as liquid bread. We've used our long history of creating the finest malt blends and added fair trade bananas to awaken the senses with a seriously fruity, rich, yet surprisingly versatile banana bread beer. It says, tempting banoffee. I don't know what banoffees are. Aromas and flavors are balanced by silky richness of the masterful malt blend and the peppery spice of the freshest, ripest.
All right, first off, what the hell is banoffee?
I don't know.
Banana coffee? It's in the fucking United Kingdom. That's pretty fucking cool.
Why are we talking about that?
Those cheeky bastards.
Why are we talking about that bullshit?
You know we just lost
I'm
like
so
our... You know what?
It's a
right
fucking
coffee.
2 because it's not brewed in America, man.
Yeah.
This.
And it's also a negative because, let's see. There, but imported in Massachusetts. Yeah,
Boston.
My ass. Brewing suck ass.
Fucking Boston.
Fuck you, Wells. But overall, yeah, I think it's
can
right.
I change my score?
Well, what I was going to say, though,
brewed in Boston,
when you were talking about the sweetness and stuff, that brewery in Shorewood, they have a blueberry muffin one. I shit you not, when you drink it, it felt like you were tasting, like biting a blueberry muffin.
Where is this?
Pretty wild. It's in Shorewood, off of Black Road. It's pretty good. No, I'm good. I don't need your nuts, Junior. I appreciate it.
I'm offering everyone the nuts.
Everyone wants nuts. Anyone wants Junior nuts? All right, thank you. That was fun. All right, I think that wraps up. Well, hold on. I want to say something about
beers. I thought you had
like,
2 of them.
What?
2 beers.
No.
Oh.
We just won. Just won this time. Because we already started drinking this one.
Okay.
This is just for the boys.
Yeah, and White Claw.
Oh, and White Claw.
Sponsored by
White Claw.
Taste the bullshit.
What would you want to say?
Taste the bullshit.
Definitely 8. -2 out of 10.
Okay,
yeah, I'd say the same thing.
Yeah, well, what I don't understand. I mean, we brought up Binny's before. Why did Binny's close at 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Whack.
I get it's Father's Day tomorrow, but it's like. Ooh.
And they always close.
My father wants alcohol. Maybe I need to get it later.
Exactly.
Like people party on Saturdays.
Listen, Binny's, sponsor us. And,
and guess what? We'll open up your hours until like midnight.
Yeah, I think it's mostly because you know the type of neighborhood. You know, I mean,
I think
they don't want you know people going out.
See, liquor's
there, you know,
open till like 11.
You know.
CD, sponsor us.
I just open it till 10.
Anybody, it's cool.
9 o'clock.
God,
not whatever.
Well, that was fun. I enjoy that. We'll do that again. I like the brew review. That was awesome. I'm glad I thought of this idea, Joey.
I'm not saying shit.
Really? I thought I did with that Modelo.
Oh, man. Dan 2.0 coming up clutch.
Oh, Metal Mike. All right, well, thank you. You can listen to the podcast on various podcast apps thanks to Anchor by searching The Big J and BB Show. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/BigJandBBShow. Find us on Twitter at Big J and BB Show. Check out our boy on the Red Bull. Let him know.
Twitch.tv/UndeadRibble.
Thank you very much. Thanks everybody for joining us. That was fun. And until next time,
stay drunk, Chicago.
Where's Dan?